What a beautiful song. Praise the Lord. And what a great truth. Again, that's what I like about the right music. It can be a nice, beautiful song, and it can just bless our hearts. Amen. I don't feel like dancing right now. I just feel like thanking God. He is so good. Boy, how many times have I had to be in that, to know I'm in that harbor safe. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs 1. All right, with school starting, I thought I'd get a good back-to-school kind of a message tonight. And Proverbs 1, it's all about wisdom. It's all about knowledge. It's all about instruction. He says in verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. It's all about that. And, you know, somebody says, well, I'm just not excited. And, you know, if you're a young person, I understand that. You know, I never was excited about school starting either. I remember well, you know, it seemed like summer was too short and school was too long. But I understand that. But I hope you'll recognize that you got to go. And people in our church, adults, that they have a job and sometimes they have to go for more training. And I don't know if there's anything training. Oh, what a terrible thing. You know, I mean, it's just, you don't like it, but, you know, since you have to do it, you might as well make the most of it and learn. Right? Amen? I mean, you might as well make the most of it and learn something. And by the way, you know, as Christians, God has a lot for us to learn, too. And He has more for you to learn. You say, well, I'm getting up there in years, and I've been saved for a long... No, God has more for you to learn. And so we find here just a great little passage. I want to just read verses, let's start at verse 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh. By the way, notice the word when there. That should get your attention. I've got it underlined in my Bible. Every time I read it, it gets my attention. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. This is because you don't want wisdom. This is because you chose against wisdom. Well, I don't need wisdom. I've got it figured out. No, you don't have it figured out. You need wisdom. And he says they're going to eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Father, I pray that you'll guide us and direct us and show us some things tonight that would help us and would help us to understand how important it is to have wisdom. I pray, God, in our day, the temptations, the lures of the devil, he is so deceptive, and we need wisdom, God. Parents need wisdom. Teachers need wisdom. I need your wisdom. I pray we would all want it. I pray every student would want it. Lord, please give us wisdom. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled the message, They Hated Knowledge, verse 29, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They hated knowledge. You say, preacher, we're here on a Sunday night. It should be obvious that we're after it. No, it's not obvious. It really is not obvious just because a person comes to church. It is not obvious just because a person says they're saved. It is not obvious just because a student enrolls in a Christian school. It is not obvious, and it is not always true, that everybody who comes to church and everybody who owns a Bible, everybody that even reads the Bible, doesn't hate knowledge. And this group right here is a group that wisdom is chasing after, saying, please, won't you listen? Please, won't you ask for wisdom? Please, won't you listen to my reproof? Please, I beg you. I remind you that Satan is the father of lies. Satan is, he is the perpetrator of all untruth in the world. And he is a liar, and he promotes lying in everything. That's why we need wisdom, so that we can understand what's going on, so we can know the truth. Why do we need to know the truth? Well, to know the truth is ye may know that you have eternal life. You know, how many people are messed up tonight because they doubt their salvation all the time, and finally they just said, you know, I'm tired of going through this. Satan wins, they just quit. But ye may know, God says. And wisdom will help you to know. That's why God says, ask for wisdom. And I'll help you. I'll show you. He says, all you have to do. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, the book of John, the word know, all over the Bible, all over those books of the Bible. God says, hey, get in there. Somebody gets saved. I tell them first thing, I say, read the book of John. They'll say, what should I read in the Bible? And you tell them Leviticus. I tell them, get in the book of John. No, no, no. Ye may know. God wants you to know. There's things He wants you to know. And the sad thing is, there's a lot of folks in the room tonight, and so many that will come to school tomorrow, and they'll say, you know what? For whatever reason, and there are three reasons here that wisdom has to deal with, they don't know. Three reasons and three choices that we make that keep us from growing. If you don't know, you don't grow. I mean, you're not going to grow. You can think all you want. Well, I've gone to church 30 years, but you may be still a baby Christian because you don't know, you don't grow. And there's a reason why we don't know. It's very interesting. The Bible talks about quenching the Spirit. The Spirit is our guide. He guides us into all truth. And we quench the Spirit when the Spirit is trying to teach us something that we need to know, and He's trying to show us something we need, and we say, I don't want that. Or, la, 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 la. Right? Or, I don't care. And that is described right here. As wisdom cries. I will get up on Tuesday. Actually, it'll start on Monday in Bible class. And a Bible teacher will stand before your children, these young people here. And they'll stand before them and they'll tell them something from the Word of God. Wisdom will say, listen! You need this! Listen! It'll help you. Pay attention. I'll preach on Tuesday. I'll preach on Thursday in chapel. And wisdom will be crying, hey, hey, listen, there's something you need to know. And boy, the battle starts. It's a mom and a dad at home saying, kids, listen, I've got something to tell you. La, 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 la. Right? I don't want to hear that. It doesn't matter. I know more. And wisdom is frustrated. Wisdom crieth out. Proverbs is all about wisdom. Solomon had a choice of one thing. And he asked God for wisdom. We could learn a lot from that. Hey, Solomon, you know, he wasn't a slouch, was he? I mean, you look at all that he had, all that he did, all that he accomplished, all the blessings. And he just asked for one thing. You say, boy, if you could be like Solomon. James said, ask. Ask for wisdom. And the Bible says, ye have not because ye ask not. Truth of the matter is, though, listen to me, and please get this tonight, and I'm going to try to be as quick as I can, but understand this. You know, wisdom's looking for you. Wisdom's looking for me. It's not that I have to go searching high and low for wisdom. Wisdom's like, here in the scriptures, like the town crier. The town crier saying, look out, alert, the enemy's coming, the enemy's coming. The siren out here, a tornado alert, woo, woo, woo. You know, wisdom screaming at us. And we're just kind of going on our way. Do you know why we don't grow? Because we don't know. Do you know why we don't know? Because we don't want to know. It can be very, very simple. Solomon said, I want wisdom. I'm asking you, God, for wisdom. And wisdom, there's a lot of ways to define wisdom, but for sake of just really understanding the nuts and bolts of wisdom, it's finding out which direction God's going and following Him. You know, it's just, God, what do you want? What do you want me to do? God, to know I'm saved. I need wisdom to know that I'm saved. God, give me wisdom to understand what happened on Calvary. God, give me, you say, but a child can understand. I realize that. But why is it that we forget about it? Wisdom will keep you from forgetting about it. It's more than just, oh, that was cute. Jesus died on the cross. It's, He died for me. He bled for me. He poured out His heart to me. It's so much more. God, help me, because the world pulls on me. God, I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Let me show you some things about this. And there's three things that are directly opposed to wisdom. And they're the simple, the scornful, and the foolish. Now, you know, those can be you sometimes. You could be all three on one day. you could be that. You could be wise one day and simple the next. You could be wise one day and scornful the next. You could be wise one day and foolish the next. You could be simple one day and become scornful later on in the day. The whole idea is God says wisdom's available to you. Ask. Just ask for wisdom. And these three things are the reason you don't have wisdom at times. These are the things that keep me from wisdom at times. And I just want to give you five things about these things. Number one is the call. And I already mentioned in verse 20, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words. She's crying out to us. Wisdom is calling. Oh, it's a mom. It's a dad. It's a grandma. It's a grandpa. It's a teacher. It's a pastor. It's a youth director. It's someone in the church. It's a Sunday school teacher. It's a bus captain. Wisdom is crying out to you. Listen! It's a boss. It's a neighbor. It's a spouse. It's a friend. Wisdom cries out over and over and over. There's not one of us here that ought make any kind of wrong move, because wisdom is begging us through people that care about us. Wisdom says, don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you want to 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 know? Wisdom's crying out to us. There is a way that seemeth right to a man. That's why I better really, really get hold of wisdom. Because that way that seems right to a man, that way is the end of death. The end thereof is the way of death. Wisdom's crying out, though. Not one of us ever has to make a foolish move. You say, why do we then? I'll tell you. Because we're simple, we're scornful, and we're foolish. And it's amazing, because wisdom's crying out to us. The Bible says wisdom, I mean, it cries without. She uttereth her voice in the streets, in the chief place of, I mean, everywhere. Wisdom is, everywhere I go, wisdom's pulling on me. Wisdom's crying out to me. God's Holy Spirit is making sure that there are those around, and there are things I read, and there's passages of Scripture that God directs me to through my Bible reading. There's no such thing as luck. I'm telling you, I'll read through my Bible, and I have a time that I'm reading every passage, and I read at least five chapters every day, and I'll come to a place, and I'll be begging God in the morning for an answer, and that day when I'm reading the Word of God, there's my answer. God knew that billions of years ago. But all I have to do is open the book. Because wisdom is saying, open the book, open the book, open the book. Read your Bible. You said you'd read your Bible. Get in the book. Get on your knees. Talk to this person. Talk to that person. I've got the answer for you. You don't have to make a mistake. Amen. And wisdom cries. Cries out, making known what is known. Making known what can be known. That amazes me that God's calling for me to find out. God's calling for me. He wants to help me. He wants to help us. Wisdom. Wisdom. With men's prayer meeting, people talk about simple things. You know, God, I need you to help me with this. And just simple things. And folks, God doesn't have time for... Are you kidding me? Wisdom begs you to ask. Wisdom begs us to say, hey, you can know this thing. You can know what to do on this situation. You can know how to handle this thing. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to flip a coin. I'm embarrassed that any Christian would ever make decisions so casual like that. And yet, it happens. And wisdom's crying out. Wisdom is not silent. By the way, that's why not one of us can ever blame God for anything we do. Wisdom is calling out to us. I've got the answer. I've got the answer. I've got the answer. Number one is the call. Number two is the condition. And it's seen over and over and over. Verse 22, how long? How long? Simple ones, will you love simplicity? Scorners, delight in your scorning. Fools, hate knowledge. How long? It's like we had a fella in our church back in Flint, and he had a northern accent, like kind of like the Hollandses do, and he really, honestly, I mean, he sounded like a mafia guy. In fact, he had a mafia kind of a name, and he'd go knocking on doors and talk to folks, and they had the bus kids and the parents, and one time I was with him, and he knocked on the door, and lady came to the door, and the little kids rode the bus, and said, he says, so what's it gonna take to get the kids to ride the bus? I'm thinking, okay. Anyway, it just reminded me of some past things. But my question to you is, what is it going to take? So what's it going to take? So what's it going to take? How many times do we have to mess up? Honestly, how many times do we have to mess our lives up? And I mean totally mess everything up because we just didn't want to hear what the town crier was saying. We just didn't want to pay attention to the siren. You know? We just didn't want to listen when they said, a tornado coming. We just, la, 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 right? Over and over and over. I see it. How long? How long? How long? How long? Wisdom asks you the question, how long? How long? You ever just sit there and feel stupid? Wisdom says you are. Because you didn't ask. Because you didn't seek wisdom. Because you didn't beg. You didn't just say, God, give me wisdom. Show me what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, folks, it's amazing. Folks will come to me and they'll say, you know, I've been praying about this thing for several days and I've asked God for wisdom. I begged God for wisdom. I've asked God. And I just don't know which way to go. And I say, you know what? I'm convinced of one thing. You will know. Because you did what you're supposed to do. God's going to show you. God won't, not only will show you so you make the right decision, he'll slap you till you get there to do the right thing. Why? Because you ask him. Amen. See, there is a cure for it. He says this in verse 23, turn you at my reproof. By the way, that word reproof is the one we don't like. Because every time there is a decision to be made, every time this battle takes place where we, you know, don't really want to listen to wisdom, every time that happens, it's because of that word reproof. Because we think we've got it figured out. Or we like a particular thing. I've told you before, like is really something that will get us in a lot of trouble. I can almost guarantee a crowd this size. Now there may be one or two, or you would lie anyway. But how many of you married the first person you liked? Yeah, see, a couple 12-year-olds raise their hand. Yeah, I am. Yeah, dude. But see, well, does that tell you anything about liking? Right. Like has nothing to do with it. I talk about foods that I used to didn't like and now I really like. Yeah. And then I talk about the ones that don't like me. Look, folks, I'm telling you this. You better be careful. Reproof is a good thing. And reproof is something every one of us needs. And if I can't read my Bible and God reprove me, then why do I even read my Bible? Hey, I'll tell you this. If I can't go to my doctor and my doctor reprove me, why do I go to the doctor? Amen. I remember I went to Dr. Brown down here when we first came here. And Dr. Brown, you know, and he said that, you know, he talked about all those things that I don't like to hear. Fat. He never said that. He said obese. They always write down morbid obesity. Morbid. That bothers me whenever they say morbid. I mean, just say I'm a little overweight, okay? That's not the truth. But anyway, he wrote down obese, and he said you need to walk. I didn't like that. And he said exercise. I said, okay. And by the way, I looked him in the eyes. I said, okay, thank you. And then he said this. He said, you're having these lower back pain. He said, do you put your wallet in your back pocket? And I said, yeah. He said, try putting it in your front pocket. And I looked at him, and I said, okay, fine. And I walked out thinking, oh, brother, exercise, fat, eat right, blah, 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 you know. Wallet in the back. What's the wallet in the back pocket? By the way, guess where my wallet is? It's in my front pocket. And it has been about a week after that when God convicted me. If you're going to go to the doctor, do what he says. I've been wearing my wallet in my back pocket for years. Who's going to tell me what to do? The doctor, who I just went in and said, Doc, my back hurts and I don't feel good. I need your help. And then he tells me what to do, and I just, right? And that's why we have trouble, honestly, because we want God to help us as long as it's our way. And reproof isn't often our way. Reproof is something that it's not something we necessarily like. He says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, he said, I will pour out my spirit unto you. Watch this. I will make known my words unto you. I will make known my words unto you. What's that mean? Ye may know. I'm going to tell you my words. And so the simple person, they have trouble. He says, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? A simple person, they don't know. Sometimes a person's simple because they just got saved. They really don't know. When you've heard my story, and I'm not ashamed to tell it. When I got saved, I mean, I did not know. Everything was new to me. It was brand new to me. I had no clue. You go to church, I didn't know anything. I mean, I didn't grow up in church. I'd seen a couple of services. I told you my parents every now and then go at Christmas or Easter time. I didn't know anything, and I mean, I was as simple could be. It was brand new to me. And that's the way it should be for a new convert. They're simple. But by the way, you don't have to stay simple. And a simple person, very simply stated, they just don't know. But it's one thing to not know. It's another thing to love not knowing. Amen. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, I just didn't know that. And thank you for telling me. Thank you for teaching me. I mean, really, the first start when we started the church in Marion Baptist Temple, and I was still just a new Christian. And I mean, every message, every service, every invitation, I'm at the altar. And what's God saying? God's saying, I got to teach you this. Here's another thing I need to teach you. Oh, here's another thing I need to teach you. And here's another thing. Why? Because I didn't want to stay simple. Truth is, there's folks that are simple tonight. Just because you loved it to be simple. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? Well, you know, I'm still a new convert. I've been saved 20 years. Uh-huh. And the only reason that you are a new convert after being saved 20 years is because you love to be simple. It's one thing to be unlearned. It's another thing to love to be that way, to love simplicity. And like wisdom, the town crier cries out, hey, there's a tornado! And maybe they come to a Spanish home and they don't understand English. But they see the panic in the face and they all go back in and say, boy, he's really upset about something. I know he's trying to tell us something, but, oh well, what we don't know won't hurt us. That's the simple person. A lot of teenagers are simple. To be honest with you, they are. And they're willfully simple. Well, I don't know. 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 And you know what? As long as you love to not know, you won't know. As long as you don't know, you'll be simple. And as long as you're simple, you are one who hates knowledge. Because nobody has to stay simple. I remember being a new convert, and I remember not knowing, and I remember being frustrated because I didn't know. And I would ask God over and over, didn't know how to pray. And I'd say, God, I want to know. I really want to know. I remember we didn't know how to pray, and we went to a prayer meeting, a little cottage prayer meeting. And I always felt pretty good around my wife, and she was, as far as I knew, she'd been a Christian longer than I had, so she was almost a saint, you know? And that's kind of the way I looked at it. I didn't know. And I felt real good. I'd hold her hand real tight, and we'd be around Christian people, and I felt real confident. Well, then they said, the girls will go in the other room, and the guys will pray here, and I'm going, no. I was terrified. I didn't know how to pray. I had never prayed, really, other than getting saved, and I didn't think I could pray that again. And I was terrified. And there's probably 10, 12 men all gathered around this coffee table out there, and then all these men they're going around the circle, and everybody's praying. They said that. They said, and we're going to just take turns. We'll go around the room, and everybody will pray. I didn't know what to do. I was terrified. They're talking to God about things and praying and everything, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was trying to think of something I'd heard, you know, good food, good meat, good Lord, let's eat. I looked down, there wasn't any food, so I couldn't pray that. I thought, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord might, no, they were not going to bed. And I couldn't pray that. And I didn't know what to pray. Honestly, I was scared to death. And the guy next to me, now he's praying. He prayed along, and I thought, God, please. And I'm talking to God the whole time. Please let him pray for the rest of the night. I mean, you know, in Jesus' name, amen. And he prayed, and finally he said, in Jesus' name, amen. And it was my turn, and you know what I said? I said, pass. I'm serious, a heart attack. Pass. But I learned after that, I said, God, I want to talk to you. I want to be able to talk to you. And I want to be able to talk to you in front of people. I know that's not the only time, and I know it's not a show or anything, but God, I just want to be able to talk to you in front of other people. Please show me. Please give me wisdom so I can know how to pray. You say, that was a dumb thing to ask God. Well, tell his disciples. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. But a simple person just says, well, what I don't know won't hurt me. What about the scornful? The Bible says here, and the scorners delight in their scorning. The simple person doesn't know. The scornful person, which, by the way, scornful means to refuse or reject, they just don't hear. Proverbs 13, verse 1, it talks about the scorner, and we just talked about people of Proverbs, and the scorner was one of the people, and that's been probably a year or so ago when we were on that. But it says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. What's that mean? Does he have ears? I mean, did he cut his ears off? He just doesn't listen. He rejects it. Oh, he may hear it, but he rejects it so it doesn't settle in. It's not because he can't hear, it's because he won't hear. Chapter 14 and verse 6, look what it says. It says, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. Isn't that interesting? That is, to me, that's always been an interesting verse. So here's a guy who's seeking wisdom, but he findeth it not. No, wait a minute. You said if we ask for, he's seeking wisdom, but he doesn't find it. You know why? Because he sought for it, and he saw it, and he said, I reject it. The scorner will look for someone to say what he wants them to say. He won't find the truth because he won't listen to the truth. It's like a guy in the desert who's scared of rattlesnakes, and he plugs his ears so he can't hear the rattles. La, 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 la. You ever seen anybody do that? I've watched kids do that. I watched an adult do that one time. In fact, I better not say who it was. But, I don't know, wife, no? Okay. But I always obey my wife. but come on. You know, would you tell me the truth? Go ahead. That's a scorner. truth is preached, but it doesn't matter to the scorner because he doesn't hear it. I mean, you know, turn in your Bibles too, and the scorner says, oh, I've heard that before. You know, oh, here he goes again. Right? Yeah, that's a lot of kids in Christian school. I've heard all that. I've heard all that. I've heard all that. I've heard all that. Listen to that town crier crying out. I've heard him before. Did you ever think that maybe it keeps being cried out because it's true and you need it? I don't know about you, but the tornado siren, the weather siren, it's kind of annoying. It's just right over here, and we hear it real well here in this area. Right? It annoys me sometimes, to be honest with you. It messes up my plans. Oh, you say, you mean the siren messes up your... Well, yeah. I mean, no. Maybe it's the weather that's messing up. Oh, yeah. Have you ever thought about the fact that the crier, the wisdom, the crying out that you need wisdom and everything else, it's trying to help you? I mean, that siren, they didn't put that up. How can we annoy people more? Make the siren loud. We'll sound this thing. Every time a tornado is approaching, we'll go ahead and sound that siren. We'll really get people upset. This is great. I'm amazed, honestly. I'm amazed at those who will turn around somebody trying to help you into, they're really bugging me. Every time my doctors told me I was fat, that bothered me. Honestly, it did. But I cannot argue this. It was true. It really was. And they said, you know, being fat isn't very healthy. They didn't say fat. They always say obese. Morbid obesity. But they you know, and then the one doctor, he had the audacity to start me using drops in my eyes. How many years ago was that? That's been almost 20 years ago, I'm guessing. It's been a long time ago. And he said, you got to put these drops in your eyes. And in the beginning, I was putting like three in each eye in the morning and three in each eye at night. My eyes were all red and nasty looking. And I thought, I wonder why he hates me. You ever blame your doctor? Huh. Honestly, and you've heard me say it before, I just have to say it again because it applies so much. Now that doctor didn't say, how can I make this guy's life miserable? Now, glaucoma can be very miserable. Going blind can be inconvenient. First time a doctor told me I needed to wear glasses, I'm going to say I was 5 or 6 years old. And I know what he was doing. I know exactly what he was doing. He was saying, I have got a way to make this little kid's life miserable. I'm going to put glasses on his head, and everybody's going to call him Four Eyes. Isn't that great? You say, preacher, this is totally ridiculous that you would use these examples. That's the thinking of a scorner. People are trying to help you. Wisdom has gone through a mom and a dad. Wisdom has gone through a teacher. Wisdom has gone through an elderly person in the church. Wisdom has gone through your boss at work. Wisdom has gone through your spouse. Wisdom is trying to burst out of somebody that cares about you and is crying out to you, please listen. Please listen. I've got the truth. I've got the words of truth, if you'll just listen. La, 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 la. Proverbs 22, verse 10. I'm hurrying. Proverbs 22, 10. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. The problem with the scorner, instead of working their ears, they work their mouth. And the scorner is such a rejecter, he'll argue with the town crier. Or he'll plug his ears and not listen to the town crier, and later he'll tell his version of what he didn't hear. Simple doesn't know. The scornful doesn't hear. Simple doesn't know the truth. The scornful, they don't hear the truth because they refuse the truth. And then there's the fool, and he just doesn't care. He hates knowledge. It's there. He hears it, but he hates it. He didn't want it. It's inconvenient to him. Chapter 5, verse 3, look at it. Chapter 5 and verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb. Her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. It's amazing. I taught through that with people of Proverbs and talked about the strange woman, the strange person, not just women, but strange people. And I guarantee there were folks laughing. They snicker about that, think that's so funny. What this says is true. Her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. There are people all over our world, right here. They're just watching. They're just waiting. They're like a snake just waiting to strike. They're on the chat lines looking for somebody who's not wise. There's financial schemes out there that have one motive and one motive only, and that's take every dime you have. And they're just looking. They're just waiting on somebody who's not wise. Somebody who doesn't know. They're waiting on some scorner to come along, and they'll rob you blind. They're waiting on some simple person to come along. They'll steal everything you have. They're waiting on some fool to come along. They'll take everything you've ever dreamed for. Here's what happens. Verse 6, lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life, her ways are movable that thou canst not know them. And they are tricky as tricky can be. That's why, God, I need your wisdom. God, I've got to know the truth. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her. And immediately people say, oh, I can look, but don't touch. Wisdom says, get away. You folks that are messing with pornography, get away. You're flirting at work, get away. Okay, it's what it says. Okay, teenager, you're getting too close, get away. That's what God says. Remove thy way far from her. Come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others. That's what happens. And thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth. That isn't why you obtain wealth. And thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. And say, how have I hated instruction? Oh, how many have said those words? How have I hated instruction and my heart despised reproof? How could I have? How could I have been simple to instruction? How could I have plugged my ears at reproof? How could I? The answers were right there. I stayed the fool. How sad. The fool hears the tornado siren. He knows it's coming. He hears the warning, but he says, I don't care. By the way, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The proof could be slapping him in the face. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. The call, the conditions, number 3 is the counsel, and that's verse 23. Turn. Turn. God reproves. It's up to you to turn. God doesn't force us to turn. It's up to us to turn. God can chasten. Sometimes we turn after chastening. God convicts. And often we turn after conviction. But God says, please, please, turn. Turn at my reproof. That's God. That's wisdom. That's His Word. That's the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way to go. Turn. Somebody says, I hate school, and I'm not going to do my best, and I'm not going to work at it. And turn at God's reproof. Turn at wisdom's reproof. I tell folks all, you got to do it anyway. You might as well do it. You've got to go. You might as well do your best. Learn it. You will be, I guarantee this, you'll be glad you did. The list gets longer and longer every year of freshmen saying, I wish I would have paid attention in English. Juniors in their third year of freshman English. What a waste. By the way, you're in seventh grade. That's English. You say, I'll wait until I'm a senior. Why? Get it now, and when you're a senior, it'll be a breeze. Fourth grader, get it now. Because when you're in sixth grade, it'll be a whole lot easier if you just get it now. I want to think about it. No, wisdom's saying, hey, listen! There's something for you. Turn. Change your mind about this thing. Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. That preacher's not going to tell me what to do. Preachers don't try to tell you what to do. Preachers just get up and preach. Huh? Amen. You hear it all the time. Pastor Roger's trying to tell me what to do. Pastor Roger's just trying to tell you to be wise. That's all. Honestly. A lot of times folks will come and say, well, here's what I'm going to do. And I say, okay, God bless you. I'm for you. But if you come and say, Pastor, what do you think? I'll tell you. Why? Because wisdom's knocking on my door, too. Instead of loving simple, love knowledge. Instead of closing your ears, listen. Instead of not caring, be concerned. John 6, verse 37. Let me, just a couple more things and we'll be done. John 6 and verse 37. The Bible says here, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. That is so true. Him that cometh to me, God says. He said, I'll never cast you out. Do you know you can always go to him? I don't care what the problem is. It could be some simple little thing. It could be, and thank God we have folks in the church that, you're getting ready to go to the store, and you'll stop and you'll say, God, lead us to the best deal. Lead us to, Lord, here's how much we have. Lead us to that thing. Yeah, well, it'll be out there. I'm amazed how flippant we are sometimes about getting a good deal. God knows deals. He knows how much money you have. He knows how many bottles you have to sell. Come on. By the way, he'll show you the one in the ditch over there, and you can stop and pick that up, and that's exactly the one you needed. Well, I'm too proud. Okay, well, don't let God show you anything then. All right? But him that cometh to me, I will in no wise care. He wants you to come. John 7, verse 17. Look at this. It says, if any man will do his will, okay, just do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He'll know of the doctrine. That's when I do what I'm supposed to do. God's going to show me all these things. James 4, verse 6. James chapter 4 and verse 6. And James talks all about wisdom. And praise God for it. James 4 and verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God. You know, instead of being like the simple and saying, I don't know, and I don't want to know, or like the scornful, well, I don't want to hear it, or like the fool who doesn't care, we need to draw nigh to God and say, God, these are tough times. honestly, I've talked to several people this week, and I really believe this. It's tougher to be a teenager today than it's ever been. And I mean that. There's so much junk out there. And teenagers, it seems to me like they're more naive. Christian kids, you're not, and I don't know why. You know, we warn you, we preach, and maybe that's it. Well, you're old and you don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's like, you know, we're it's so frustrating to watch things and decisions be made that are so damaging to your life. It amazes me when it doesn't have to be that way. Young person comes, they say, you know, I'm really wondering what to do about Bible college. Okay, let's start praying. Just start praying. God, give me wisdom. God, show me. God, guide me. Has nothing to do with what you like. Has nothing to do with what you dislike. Are you listening to me? It has nothing to do with where everybody else is going. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has nothing to do with what's popular, what's not. It has nothing to do with where it's located. It has nothing to do with the dorms. It has nothing. Nothing to do with any of that stuff. It has everything to do with Him. What do you, God, please give. You know, I've never had any trouble with a young person who just submits to God. Never. They by the time they go to college, they know. And it's all because of God's wisdom. And they do well. And it's all because of God's wisdom. The counsel turn you at my reproof. You're trying to make it on your own. You find yourself tonight simple. You find yourself scornful. You find yourself foolish. Turn. Because here's what happens. Number four, the contempt. Verse 24, because I've called, you refused. Wisdom says, I called, you refused. I stretch out my hand, no man regarded. Literally. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to help you. Mom and Dad, I'm trying to help you. Grandma and Grandpa, I'm trying to help you. Worker, I'm trying to help you with your job. Wisdom said, I'm trying to help you. No man regarded. You've said it not all my counsel. Would none of my reproof. Didn't want to hear it. Didn't want to hear it. So a friend came and they tried to talk to you. A parent tried to talk to you. A co-worker tried to talk to you. A neighbor tried to talk to you. I don't want to hear that. I got this my own way. And wisdom says, I'll laugh at your calamity. I'll mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, he said, I, wisdom, I'm going to laugh because you turned me down. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Isn't it amazing how we start crying out for wisdom when it's too late? We've already done the stupid thing. Now, isn't it wonderful that God's grace is sufficient and God bails us out of a lot of messes? He has me and He has you. But wouldn't it be better just not to get in the mess in the first place? He said, I'll not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore, and that's number five, the calamity. Therefore, they shall eat of the fruit of their own way. Guys planting a garden, and I happen to, a farmer, somebody that knows what they start to say, me, I don't know a lot about that. I know how to eat. But a guy's planting a garden, and he's out there, and somebody looks, a farmer walks up to him and says, you know, I notice you're planting poison ivy there. Guy said, no, these are beans. Guy said, no, I've been doing this for years. It's poison ivy. I'm telling you, it's poison ivy. No. He said, these are beans. I know they're beans. And another fella comes up and he says, hey, I see you. Last guy probably told you got poison ivy growing there. And he says, la, 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 la. You know, you start to get the picture. You know, I mean, the day is going to come when that fella is going to, it'd be hard to believe that he would eat it. But, yeah, that'd make you itch inside. Wouldn't that be tough? It's hard to scratch. You'd have to eat a lot of crackers. But God, it's very simple. They shall eat of the fruit of their own way. Okay, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. You know all wisdom's doing? It's just trying to get you to sow the right thing. That's all. you know, my teacher got in my face about what I'm doing. Yeah, but all they're trying to do is try to keep you from sowing poison ivy. They're just trying to keep you from doing something that's going to hurt you. That's all. That's what mom and dad's doing. My parents, they don't care about me having fun. They care about you living. They care about you being happy someday. Again, all of us need to listen to wisdom as it cries, because the calamity is sure. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The turning away of the simple shall slay them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom, shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. You know, when I'm doing right, and I know I'm doing right, nothing bothers me. We won't ask for a show of hands, but I think a lot of us could testify that. You're driving down the highway, and all of a sudden you see brake lights, you know, ding, 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 and you look, and there's white in the center there. And you don't even have to look, because you know you're going the speed limit. My wife, she'll say, honey, policeman. And I say, it's okay. She's got a guilty conscience from her past, I know. Honestly, you know, seriously, think about that. Yeah, you know, you're with a crowd. I've been with teenagers before, and sometimes in our parking lot, and they'll a police car will drive a policeman, and everybody's, and I'm going, isn't that great? The other night, where were we? We were must have been when we were at the hospital. It was when we were at the hospital with Roger when he was in the hospital late, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. We come driving in. And, you know, I wasn't swerving or anything. Now, Mrs. Rogers, you know, she might have been if she was driving. But I mean, I'm just driving in. And I noticed as we're coming through the parking lot, we're being followed. And I felt pretty good about it. I mean, anyway. But I kept looking. And she looked back and she said, honey, it's a police car. And I kept going. I just pulled into my spot, you know. And she said, I wonder what they want. And I said, I don't know. They don't want me. So I haven't done anything wrong. Some of you are cringing right now just thinking about some of the things you've done. But, you know, and we got out, and I walked back, and you know, it's almost like, what do we do? And you know, they just wanted to make sure we were who we said we were. I said, you know, I appreciate that. I'm really glad that you followed me down the alley here. By the way, that we got to the alley, and I couldn't get out because her car was there and the neighbor's was there, and I was trapped. There was no escape. And if we'd have had to run, they would have got her first, because I can outrun her. But we didn't have to run because we hadn't done anything wrong. And there is this anxiety it talks about, this nervousness. You know, dwelling safely is hearkening to wisdom. Wisdom, what do I do today? What do I do about this? Wisdom, this happened. What do I do? Wisdom, this is a bad situation. Looks bad to me anyway. What do I do about this? Please, I want to know. I honestly want to know. Every time you come and you say, preacher, I really want to know. There are so many here that could say, you always say, I will know. And you will. You know why? Because you really want to know. And you will know because God said all you have to do is ask. Don't be simple. Don't be scornful. Don't be foolish. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. How many